I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I don't get why people post things online and they really think that nobody else is going to see them. Do you know how many things I want to say that make me angry or make me pissed, but I'll never post because guess what somebody's going to do? They're going to screenshot it.
Yep.
And I'm fired. Well, this person didn't seem to have that kind of knowledge. A pet store manager in South Carolina was fired after she threatened to punch breastfeeding mothers on Facebook.
Ooh, yeah, probably not a good idea.
Yeah, her post read, quote, "I'm not sorry. The next female that tries to whip her boob out to breastfeed in front of my kids will get a black eye. You better move that baby because I'll punch it too."
Whoa!
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, she's going
to
be fired.
Several women took screenshots of the post to the store and even threatened to have a nurse in unless the woman was fired. So all the nurses were going to come in there and start, all the women were going to come and start breastfeeding inside.
So she was a nurse?
No, like nursing.
Oh.
So yeah, I messed up right there. Yeah, like a nurse in like where they're all going to breastfeed inside the store. Imagine like the puppies that are for sale, like what the hell's going on here?
Strange.
A lot of boobies. Yeah, the store apologized on Facebook and said the woman had been fired. Listen, it's natural. I don't see what's a big deal. Like if your kid's like, "What's that, mommy?" Like, well, that's how you feed a little baby, Johnny. Like, what's the big deal with breastfeeding? People need to get over it. An off-duty Burger King worker in Florida was fired. Any idea why she might have been fired, Alex? She wasn't even working. How do you get fired on your day off?
Did she try to rob the place?
No, I don't think so. But she did do something at her place of work. Tell me if you'd be pissed about this. The lady that was off duty in Florida working at Burger King was caught making her own food. The woman was upset with the long line, so she cut in front of everybody waiting and actually made her own food.
Heck no!
She looks like she's in her pajamas, Alex. She's got like little booty shorts on, probably say like Juicy on them.
I'd be furious.
She looks like she just walked in. She's like, I kind of need a Whopper right about now. Customer said the woman never washed her hands. Oh,
disgusting.
Gross. And a manager didn't try to stop her, just let her do her thing.
Nope.
The manager was also fired for not stepping in.
Yeah, she is an idiot.
That would piss me off, though, too. Like, not even the fact that you're behind the counter doing that, but that you think that you, just because you work here, you can do whatever you want and you're better than me. Like, my money, you know, is actually going to this business just like yours is. Let's see, a couple more Dummy of the Day stories. A 24-year-old guy named Christian from Louisiana, on Monday night, he called the cops, called 911 to ask, "Hey, do I have any outstanding warrants?"
Huh?
I mean, did he think he did, maybe? Is that what he was doing? I don't know. Good news for him, though. He did not have any outstanding warrants.
Oh,
The bad news. There's bad news here. The cops charged him with misuse of 911 so he could get up to a $500 fine and 30 days in jail.
No!
I mean, can't you just, like, go
look
online?
He was trying to do, you know, he just wanted to know the information.
Call the non-emergency number. And our final story today is, kind of involves a horse.
Okay.
A 31-year-old guy named Daniel recently broke into a stable in Australia and got busy with one of the female horses.
Okay, so there's that.
Yep, the staff thought someone had broken in before and installed security cameras. Then they caught him the next time he broke in and called the police. Here's the weird part. Daniel was just in court on animal cruelty charges and entered a not guilty plea, but he didn't deny molesting the horse.
Mm.
Instead, he claimed the horse was asking for it.
Yeah, she sure was.
And gave him consent. He said it sniffed his crotch and winked at him.
You're kidding me.
No, he said it sniffed his junk and winked at him.
Wow.
He took
She sounds like a sleut.
Yep, that's a sleuty horse. He took that to mean the horse was game.
Yeah.
The judge,
I guess so,
did not buy it and sentenced him to 10 months in jail.
Man.
How desperate are you that you got to be with an animal?
Very desperate.
To be fair, the horse did wink, though.
So she was thirsty, too.
Yeah, I guess she should be saying thank you. That right there is a terrible way to end it, but those are your Dummies of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.